Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I extend you and also our chair my warm congratulations and assure you of New Zealand's full support. My delegation also acknowledges the important perspective that our chair from Kazakhstan brings to the role as a country affected by nuclear weapons testing. Throughout the NPT's existence, states parties have agreed that this treaty is our cornerstone. New Zealand remains fully committed to the NPT and considers it as necessary as it ever was, both in curbing the spread of nuclear weapons and in providing a legal basis for nuclear disarmament as set out in Article 6 of the treaty. And we acknowledge the important role the NPT plays in governing the peaceful uses of nuclear materials and technology. However, the gap between what was stipulated in Article 6 and bolstered in subsequent commitments and what has been implemented in recent times is stark. This persistent failure to implement the legal disarmament obligation erodes the grand bargain at the treaty's very core. Moreover, our concern grows about a raft of negative nuclear developments. These include an increase in salience of nuclear weapons and security doctrines, large-scale investment in and modernization of nuclear weapon-related capabilities, expanding nuclear arsenals, an increase in threatening nuclear rhetoric, and new nuclear stationing arrangements. Various reasons are given by those responsible for these things. My delegation simply underlines that, taken collectively, these developments add intense stress to the NPT. And within the treaty stewardship process, we have collectively and repeatedly failed to live up to our responsibilities, lacking outcomes from the last two successive review cycles. As we meet for the second PrepCom of this, the 11th cycle, it is difficult to find any grounds for optimism that our direction of travel is any different. We have much to lose from any further deterioration of the NPT regime. This is why my delegation will not cease its efforts. New Zealand continues through our membership of the New Agenda Coalition to propose measures that could be taken on the path to nuclear disarmament and to call on those in a position to take those steps, not to turn away from their task. It is also why we've been advocating with Ireland and Switzerland for pragmatic steps for greater transparency and accountability, including actively searching for and consulting on ways forward to ensure the process of reporting is improved. At the same time, we and many others have signed on to other obligations to complement and supplement those of the NPT. For New Zealand, these include the Treaty of Rarotonga, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, as well as undertakings in relation to our membership of the Nuclear Suppliers Group. And alongside others, we continue to draw attention to the humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons, including the harrowing legacy of nuclear testing in our own region. But even as firm supporters of the NPT, we cannot stop, let alone reverse, the corrosive effects of the lack of nuclear disarmament without tangible actions towards it from those states that possess or rely on nuclear weapons for their security. New Zealand will continue to reject the argument and the logic underpinning it that the security environment is not conducive to nuclear disarmament and arms control. Agreements forged during the depths of the Cold War prove otherwise. Of course, there are differences between each of the nuclear weapon states, and each will, understandably so, assert those distinctions. Each is accountable for its own actions and steps taken with respect to NPT obligations. Crucially, however, what these states continue to have in common is their ongoing possession of nuclear weapons 54 years after the NPT's entry into force, despite their unequivocal undertaking to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals 24 years ago. 24